As a lanky, strong man walking the village, he saw a bunch of sand because a quicksand has just happened. The man asked a little boy what was happening. The little boy said, "A creature attacked us and made a great big disaster. Can you help us?" The strong man said, "Yes, I can. I can jump high. I can fly. I am a hero. Of course I can help." He showed everyone how high can he jump, so everyone called him Bunny Man. And 6 days later, he was ready to fight the creature. He was excited to fight the creature because it was his first quest to finish up. After that, he saw a great bunch of people coming to attack. He said, what was the first weapon he's collecting?" But then it was too slow. The warriors was coming to attack. Just then, one of the warriors throwed the weapon he was collecting. 40 seconds later, he finished fighting because he was very angry that one of the warriors threw one of the weapons away. So after that, he said, I am invincible. No one can beat me." So he started flying to the east because the people threw the weapon to the east. So he went there and he saw a wizard having the sword of fire. So he went there and said, "Please, can you give me the sword of fire?" The wizard said, "No, you have to beat me first, then I will give you." Bunny Man said, "Yes, I'll fight you." At the very start, Bunny Man walked 2 steps forward. Then he find himself trapped on the tree. He used his knife to cut down the net. He jumped and stabbed the wizard in the heart and got the sword of fire. Later on, he continued the quest and continued the fight. 20 minutes later, he saw the piranha volcano. He walked in the bonito volcano. He saw 2 fast-running tigers running towards the bunny man. Luckily, he jumped onto a rope and went to the other side of the volcano and keep jumping down to get the hammer. But then the tiger blocked the way out. So Bunny Man said, "I have to fight you first." Bunny Man stabbed the tigers both together in one go. Then he jumped up quickly to get to the next place. Then he went under the river sharks and saw a lot of sharks swimming under the river. Suddenly, a lot of great big sharks swimmed towards Bunny Man. Just then, Bunny Man did karate chop and sliced the sharks in small pieces. The next place, he didn't know it was the castle in front of him in the water. He saw a magical shoes inside, but a lot of muscular strong sharks inside the castle blocked the way and no one would get it. He broke a very big jar, but no one knows because no one was there. Then he tiptoed upstairs. Then he noticed that the magical shoes are a pair of flying shoes. Behind the shoes was a treasure box. Bunny Man bring it back to the village and he celebrates and gives the money to all of the people in the village and got an award from the king. The end. By John.